Okay. Alrighty. So then you graduated, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, then what were you thinking of doing?
Then all I wanted to do was go abroad again.
Okay.
And I applied to teach English in Europe, to do anything that could get me abroad again. And I applied to work on some cruise ships.
And this is pretty interesting. You were just cleaning up, right?
Yes, basically. And I got the one cruise ship that I applied to that was not abroad, but it was in the United States and Canada, is, of course, the one that I ended up getting.
Okay.
So I worked on a cruise ship for
a still international, right?
Yeah, Canada, I guess. Yeah, we spent 2 months in Canada, uh-huh. So that was pretty good. But it was the hardest work I have ever done in my entire life. I lost 15 pounds in the first 10 days that I was there because they work you so hard. And basically you had to clean an entire cabin. You had to make the bed, clean the bathroom, clean the mirrors, you know, vacuum everything in 12 minutes. And they would time you, and the boss would come around behind you, make sure you cleaned it in 12 minutes, and he would go inspect it, and if he found one hair, one eyelash, you had to go back and do it again.
And you had to go back and do the entire process?
Well, you had to go back and find the hairs and clean up every little hair. If there was one streak on the mirror that wasn't perfect, you had to redo it. It was awful. And then I had to do dishes, and I waitressed, and it was so hard. It was hard, hard work.
Wow. And you can't just say, I quit, right? You're on board, right?
Well, I did quit after 4 months.
After 4 months?
Yes, after 4 months. But if you quit, you have to pay your own way home.
So that you wanted to have an international job that much.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And I graduated and I didn't have a job, and they offered it to me, so I thought, okay. So.
Well, you were only looking for international jobs, right?
Yeah.
But you graduated university and you end up cleaning up cabins, right?
Exactly.
That is so funny.
Uh-huh.
Wow. How did your parents take that? You wanted to go abroad?
I think they were okay with it.
Hmm.
Until the part that I went to Africa, they were pretty much okay with it. For them, Africa was sort of scary for them. But they were okay with, you know, the cruise ship and France and London and things like that.
What does your sister do?
She lives at home. She lives in Iowa, and she's a mom. She has two kids, and she's not working right now.
What was she doing before she got married?
She worked at an insurance company.
So she had a pretty much, not like your career, but...
No, very standard.
Very standard career.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay, so I don't want to... I'm not going to work on the ship anymore, right?
No.
And you quit, and you had to get back home.
Yep.
Yeah, okay, then what?
Well, the reason that I quit was... This is a funny story, So when I was finishing college, I was taking my final exams, and I talked to one of my friends who also was friends with Jamie and I in France, and she said, I'm going to go do my master's degree in London. Why don't you go to the London School of Economics and come with me? And I thought, okay. So I applied. I sent away for information on the school, and my last day in Florida before I left to go work on the cruise ship, I got the information in the mail right as I was leaving to go to the airport. So I took the information with me. I had to pack up my life, move back to Nebraska, put all my stuff, you know, at my parents' house in Nebraska, and then I had 3 days to catch the cruise ship because I had 3 days before I started working there. I had all of the information with me, and as I was on the plane...
Information meaning the application?
The application,
okay.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And I was looking through it all on the plane back to Nebraska, and I thought, wow, the London School of Economics actually looks like an amazing school. I think I will apply. So But it was, you know, very busy because I was trying, I had to fly, you know, to St. Louis for the interview for the cruise ship. Even though I technically had the job, you still had to go and meet with the people mm-hmm. before you started and all mm-hmm. of this. So mm-hmm. within 3 days, I had to fly to St. Louis and back and meet with the cruise ship people and pack up my life and buy all this stuff to before I went on the cruise ship. Mm-hmm. And so it was very busy. And I was trying to fill out the application, mm-hmm. and this is where the mistyping part comes in, because the application form was green, mm-hmm. and this was back in the day of typewriters. There mm-hmm. were no computers, so, you know, just like typewriters or those big word processors, and I was filling out the application, and I kept making all these mistakes. And it was on a green piece of paper, and no one has green correction tape. You know, the correction tape was white. And so I kept saying, Dad, I'm making all these mistakes on my application. And he'd say to me, you have to go, you know, you have to go to the airport. I just write down everything. I'll fill it out for you. And so you can apply to three programs uh-huh. at the London School of Economics, and you put your first choice, your second choice, and your third choice. Uh-huh. And so I wrote down the code for each of my choices, mm-hmm. and I don't know if I wrote down the wrong code or if he read it wrong or what, but he typed up the application for me. He sent it off, and I went on and worked on the cruise ship. Uh-huh. So a couple months later, I called them one day, and my mom said, oh, you got into the London School of Economics. And I said, great, which program did I get into? And she said, oh, whichever was your first choice, I forget what it's called, but you got your first choice. And I said, great. So I told the cruise ship I was quitting. I flew back to Nebraska, oh. and I looked at the acceptance letter, and it said, congratulations, you have been accepted into the program of European social policy. And I was like, what? What is European social policy? I had no idea what it was.
So what was your first choice, actually?
I wanted to do European economics.
Oh, okay.
And the question, when I tell this story, everyone always asks me, well, did you try to change? Mm-hmm. And for some reason, it never crossed my mind to change. Mm. I never thought that it would be possible, so I just thought, okay, I guess European social policy sounds kind of cool, so I guess I'll do it. So I did. Yeah. Crazy.
Wow. So this was more on the politics side.
Yeah, it's more like it was more about like healthcare and welfare and social planning, social security, things like that. Oh. All of which I knew nothing about. Oh. Zero. So, but I ended up enjoying it. I thought it was very interesting, but what's also interesting is that I moved there. I had about 2 weeks to, you know, pack up and move to London, mm-hmm. and then I still didn't even know what it was I was studying. Mm-hmm. Classes start a week later. They say, okay, you have to turn in the title of your thesis. And all I could think was, the title of my thesis? I don't even know what I'm studying yet. So I had no idea what to do. And I was watching TV one night, and they had something on the British healthcare system. Mm. So I thought, healthcare, wow, that's part of social policy. Uh-huh. So I'll do my thesis on healthcare. And then every job I got after that was in healthcare because of that thesis.
Mm.
So
wow, you must be very smart. Like, how can you kind of like, okay, I'm watching TV, British healthcare, let's do that. And then you got to actually do the entire master's process, right?
Yeah.
You got to do the oral defense.
No, we didn't have to do anything oral.
Oh, okay.
Written. Yes.
Wow.
Very lucky. Yeah.